The city of Asheville caught the attention of the Trump administration this week. On Tuesday, a federal official said the city's $225 million Helene disaster recovery plan is at risk unless all programs related to diversity, equity, and inclusion are removed. BPR's Laura Hackett explains the sticking point.
Asheville's recovery plan got flagged by the federal government for a policy in its small business support program, which said it would prioritize assistance for minority and women-owned businesses. The Department of Housing and Urban Development oversees that money, and its leader, Scott Turner, was in Asheville this week. He told Fox News that his agency is working with the city to make sure it doesn't use federal money to incorporate diversity, equity, and inclusion into its natural disaster recovery.
This draft action plan that the city of Asheville presented at first has elements of DEI, and that is not acceptable to HUD. It's not acceptable to the president, according to his executive order, to get rid of all DEI. And so we're working with the city of Asheville. They have been very responsive.
A city spokesperson told BPR that city staff will comply with Turner's request and will work to resolve any issues with the plan, which is set to be finalized in early April. The money will support infrastructure, affordable housing, and other economic recovery initiatives. Asheville City Council is set to vote on the plan on April 8th. I'm Laura Hackett, VPR News.
Residents can weigh in on the recovery plan through April 3rd, either through the city's website or at one of three listening sessions that will be held later this month. You can find out more at our website, bpr.org.